With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A 19-year-old Israeli soldier and a 65-year-old civilian, two hostages taken by Hamas, that Israel's military says have been found dead in Gaza. The grim discovery comes as Israeli troops continue searching a hospital complex that the Israelis say Hamas had been using as a terrorist base. Israel's military has released video of weapons it says were recovered in the hospital as well as a nearby tunnel. Following yesterday's sit-down with China's president, today President Biden meets with Mexican President Obrador. The sidelines of the APEC summit now wrapping up in San Francisco. And President Biden has signed a stopgap spending bill to keep the government up and running into the new year.
The temporary spending measure keeps government funding at current levels for about two more months, while lawmakers negotiate a long-term package. It splits the deadlines for passing full-year appropriations into 2 days, January 19th for some federal agencies, and February 2nd for others. The two deadlines were pushed by the new Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson, who said he would not support any further stopgap funding measures. The spending bill does not include a request from the White House for nearly $106 billion for wartime aid for Israel and Ukraine. Donna Water, Washington.
Also at SRNNews.com, a court victory for former President Trump. A New York appeals court putting a gag order on hold. It barred Mr. Trump from commenting on court staffers in his civil fraud trial. A mistrial declared in the federal civil rights trial of former Kentucky police officer Brett Hankinson, charged in the police raid that resulted in the death of Breonna Taylor. On Wall Street, ahead of this morning's opening bell, the Dow futures are up 130 points, NASDAQ futures 20 points higher. This is SRN News. Nigeria topping the 2023 Persecutors of the Year report from International Christian Concern.
In the last 20 years, probably upwards, no one knows the real number, but upwards of 100,000 Christians have been murdered by Islamists, again, over the last 20 years. And then there's 3.5 million farmers that have been pushed off their land. The land has been stolen.
ICC President Jeff King says the frustrating thing is a lack of action by the regime.
The problem in Nigeria is that the Islamists are in the government. They're aiding and abetting. And so for some reason, they can never find these guys. They never attack, et cetera. There's inaction and excuses.
He's urging the Biden administration to put pressure on Nigeria, where about half the population is Christian. He says if nothing is done, civil war is bound to break out in the not-too-distant future. The full ICC Persecutors report can be viewed at persecution.org. This is SRN News. Can't behave yourself? You'll pay.
A woman from Hawaii has been ordered to pay nearly $39,000 in restitution to American Airlines for interfering with a crew on a flight last year. A U.S. district judge in Phoenix sentenced 29-year-old Kayla Ferris to more than 3 months of time plus 3 years of supervised probation. Ferris was on a February 13, 2022 flight from Phoenix to Honolulu when she began using profanity and threatened the flight crew and other passengers. The aircraft turned around and landed in Phoenix. John Scott reporting.
Repairs to an elevated Los Angeles freeway closed because of an arson fire last weekend are moving quicker than expected. All lanes scheduled to reopen by Tuesday. Earlier this week, officials said it could take crews between 3 to 5 weeks to shore up the mile-long stretch of I-10 near downtown Los Angeles after the fire burned about 100 support columns. More details at SRNNews.com.